Hi, I'm Justin.
Also, I hate the way my voice sounds, so if you can, like, do whatever Photoshop does to voices, make me sound awesome.
And this is my lovely friend.
The beauty in the eyes of the beholder. And it's just about getting into the seat of being the beholder.
Haley.
I don't think you have to be particularly perceptive. I just think you have to look up.
This podcast is mostly just her telling me stories.
If you expose yourself to the possibility that this might be really awkward, there can be something just really cool on the other side of it.
She thinks that her life and way of looking at things are...
Oh, I thought I was kind of waiting on you. I thought you were getting your stuff ready. You're waiting on me?
Pretty normal.
You got to edit out all the misinformation about the Amish.
Maybe you can relate.
I would like a chance to re-sing the Amish paradise.
If you want lighthearted stories...
All right, you want to talk about goats?
And stream of consciousness.
I just woke up and needed some friends, and so I bought them.
Then you're going to like the Sunny Side Up podcast.
Sunny Side Up, Sunny Side Up, Sunny Side Up, Sunny Side Up.
So, if you're at all like me, you may feel that you're living in a world that can be a bit overwhelming and confusing at times. I'm also a huge fan of podcasts, documentaries, docudramas, stories, and of just information in general. Between all of that and the social media and news, sometimes our brains can feel like they're on overload. Haley and I hope that this podcast can be something of an antidote to all of that. Like little jello shots of joy and distraction. None of it is too serious or really too informative. Mostly it's just two friends who have conversational chemistry talking about whatever enters the minds of relatively ADHD people. We hope you enjoy.
All right, we got to let's talk about the Nick Hall story.
That's just one of those. That's one of the.
And we got to do for the audience. We have to do the full setting. Micah and Reagan's wedding.
So, yeah, just like where it gets set up. Yeah. It goes to what we were talking about earlier, where life feels like a Seinfeld episode, where everything is connected and it all comes back towards the end, and you just say, like, the little bass riff and you're back to square one. But, yeah, so here I drive to Atlanta to a wedding for Reagan and Micah, and one of the – what do you call the male bridesmaid? What is
bride,
the
bride? Is it – bridesgrooms or groom bridesmaids bridesmen
I guess. Yeah, I liked it nonetheless, like the way they had their setup looked good. But anyhow, Nick was part of the wedding party and we made friends here, and I realized that he was connected to Mississippi politics. So whenever I got home, I asked if he might want to be a guest speaker in our government class, and he's like, no problem.
And you teach
American government at a junior college, at a community college. So he shows up, and by the way, absolutely fantastic in front of a group. He was gracious with their questions, provided fantastic information, and it was a really good day. We get through that, and then fast forward a month or two, and there was another meeting. We were trying to solve a problem with a different department on campus. It was something that came up in the GED department. I'm not even involved there. Like, I had this job years ago. And the issue of students not having proper ID and students who don't have parents or homes not having the paperwork that they need to proceed, and just difficulties that they encounter while they're trying to enroll in classes and take these GED things. So there's other people in the community that have contact with those student populations and might have some of those answers. So I was like, I need to introduce you to my friend who works in youth court, or my friend who works for the school board who handles the same thing. Y'all should know each other. Y'all can share resources. Just introducing them. One of those questions that came up, she's like, here's what other states do. Mississippi doesn't have this law yet, but here's what other states do. So she shows me the law. I text Nick, and I'm like, hey, Nick, it's me again, like asking for more favors. But I said, hey, we've encountered this problem, and it may be as simple as you just changing this law. We've had a meeting. We've discussed different options, and there's no simple way forward. But other states have this law that helps bypass it. And he says, my gosh, that would – that would be a really simple solution that could help a lot of people. What a practical purpose. And he immediately like sets about changing it. And he's like, well, give me a minute to call you back, actually, because...
And we should mention now, because we didn't do a good job setting this up, who is Nick Hall and, like, who
is... Well, he may not want his name mentioned. That's why I was like, are people okay just having their information? He's a policy advisor for the Mississippi legislature. In the Mississippi legislature, he's the policy advisor for the Speaker of the House.
Which in Mississippi is, like, kind of top of the political stack.
Currently, yes. And he,
the Speaker of the House.
The Speaker of the House is retiring, I think, is not going to run again. So I don't know. Nick has a...
And I love, like, it was really cool. So, you know, we had basically, Ollie and I had two of our kiddos get married 2 weeks apart, like October of 2022, which was a banner month because we had Peyton and Lacey get married in early October, and then, of course, Micah and Reagan. So at Peyton's wedding, Nick was actually his best man. And so, like, I had just met Nick not long before that when Peyton was doing his bachelor party, which his bachelor party consisted of him and Nick, just the two of them, going on vacation together. I can't even remember where. And like just hanging out, like they have a really cool friendship. So that's how I get to know Nick. And Nick is, you know, just, he's a really, really remarkable young man, like only child, very, like he simultaneously has ambitions to do things, but in the most like clear-headed and...
He's sincere. He's a very authentic person.
Right. Yes. He genuinely wants to help people.
Yeah.
Which everybody always talks such crap about politicians, which it's hard to defend some of them. He is truly the guy. Like, you wouldn't even have to agree with his politics, and you'd be like, this is the squeakiest, clean, most sensible, decent guy. I may not agree with all of where he lands on things, but he's the kind of guy that if he was a politician, I would want to vote for him. Anyways, he's just that guy.
Yeah.
So, anyways, well, that's who Nick is.
I felt absolutely great asking him to come talk to a classroom because I knew that, you know,
didn't you say that, like, somebody important, I'm not saying
it was not somebody important. Like, we're there, and I knew I wasn't going to have to stand in front of the classroom wearing, like, leggings and a sweater or something because I'm just going
to
be...
This is back to the story of when you asked
Nick
to talk to your class.
Yeah, when he's coming to talk to the class, and in walks the president of the college. And
who didn't know Nick at this time?
No. One of the people in his office is good friends with Nick, and Nick was staying with him. And so he just told him he was going to be there, and the president of the college immediately understood the political connections and how, yeah, this is somebody I should meet, but also to honor the guest for coming.
Yeah, for sure.
And he just walks in with a cup of coffee and takes a seat on the front row. This, by the way, is my first semester teaching on this college campus, and it was my first time seeing him since I'd started teaching there. Yeah. Like, I've seen him. He's a parent. I'm a parent. We'd be at show choir functions or whatever in the past. But
yeah.
So, yeah, he sits in there, and then fast forward the couple of months later, whenever I'm texting him saying, like, hey, we have this problem, it sounds like a simple enough solution, but it's going to take a law to make it happen. He's like, hold on a second, and I'll give you a call. President of the college just so happened to be at his office in Jackson at that moment, and he said, you know, I'll call you in 5 minutes. He's leaving, so give me a minute. So that's kind of odd.
Wow.
That because he met Nick the day he was in the class. So it's not like they were just buddies, but he happened to walk into my class the first time Nick's on campus. And then the next time I reach out to him, he happened to be in his office. So I don't know what kind of games the universe was playing or why all that energy had to line up. So currently we are discussing how to get a certain class of ID for people who maybe lack an address need an ID for limited purposes so that they can take advantage of certain educational opportunities and things. It's still in process. I've learned more than I intended to about driver's license and classifications and federal regulations on those and things.
Yeah. But that's, hey, like you come just to show up to a wedding and you walk away with a connection to the arguably most powerful, the right-hand man to the arguably most powerful guy in the Mississippi political world who can potentially help make the lives of, it sounds like, students that are, what do they call that? It's not exactly homeless, but it's like where you're housing.
Unaccompanied minors.
Okay. But like, it's like, what do they call it when you're like, your housing is unstable, you're unsure. It's like, they don't quite call it homeless. It was like an in-between.
Just like a home insecure? I don't know.
Yeah, home insecurity. I think it might be something like that, but it is. There's like a fancy term for that. Yeah, I just think that's super neat. And I think it's also super hilarious. Other side note, that you come from Mississippi to Atlanta to meet someone from Mississippi.
From my hometown.
From your hometown.
Yeah. The timeliness of that was what was interesting. And I guess that's coincidence or whatever. But it's like you meet this person and then it's not, you know, a month later that you say, hey, you know, sorry to bug you, but I think us meeting actually might be a solution to a problem that's come up. Just in time. I wouldn't have had a solution or even a suggestion to make in that meeting if it hadn't happened. So timely.
Very timely.
Keep bringing your friends around for me to meet.
Same. We love your friends.
Hello, lovely friends. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. And it would mean the world if you would tell other people about this podcast and maybe even spam your social media accounts with just how much you're enjoying it. If you are, of course. Also, commenting and rating us on whatever platform you're downloading or streaming from is incredibly helpful to a little startup podcast like this one. On the other hand, if you are dissatisfied with your listening experience, please leave all of that hate on someone else's podcast. Just maybe to confuse them a little bit, right? But most of all, we hope you keep looking up and looking for the sunny side of life.